So let me get through what we've done. No, that's all right. That we've no problem. That we've committed to do, and it's a skeleton that you can build around.
Yeah.
So there's another thing that's been happening around the harbor, and that's, you know, what concept do we want as a community for the public landing, for the middle pier? There was there were some concepts that came forward at the same time as the yachting solutions proposal. This committee potentially could play a role in thinking about what do we as a community want to see there. And as part of the scope of work, we included a little bit for concept development, because if you can develop visual concepts that folks can see what something can be, whatever that something is, it's something that we could get community feedback on and potentially be part of the recommendations. And if we get a shared vision for what Harbor Park and the public landing and Middle Pier can and should be, then that's a tool I can use to go out and try to find grant funding to help make it a reality. So that's the other area where it's synergistic, and we include it in the scope of work for the grant. It's maybe a little beyond what you'd normally think of in a harbor use plan, but it makes sense as part of this process. So in a nutshell, that's the high-level scope of work. Now, the process for accomplishing it includes a number of steps, and that's where the consultant hopefully can really be a help to you in facilitating the process. So the first and probably most important is the stakeholder process, identifying who has an interest in the harbor, diverse interests in the harbor, because for this plan to be successful, it really needs to represent everybody's perspective and find those areas where you think people can agree. Next sort of set of tasks is around fact-finding, developing a common understanding of harbor uses, what infrastructure we have, what the infrastructure needs are, what data is available to help inform your decisions, and, you know, what do we know about sea level rise from modeling that's been done, and what are the implications for our public facilities and our wetlands, if relevant. And then there's collaboration, working on kind of the so what. You reach agreement process-wise on data and facts, right? It's the first part of the process. And then you ask yourselves, okay, so what? With the help of the facilitator, what does that mean? And what does that suggest to you that the goals and strategies might be? And then you start working with the broader range of stakeholders on potential goals and strategies and see where you can reach agreement. And I think where this process really differs from the comp plan is hopefully we go a step further as well, and we really have some tangible actions that can help move some of these things forward. There'll be a task or set of tasks around developing the visual aids for the concepts around Harbor Park, Middle Pier, public landing. Coordination with the comp plan team to make sure we're not duplicating effort on some of these things. And finally, pulling together a draft plan that goes to council. And to just echo a point that Ed made that really resonated with me, you know, hopefully the votes per se become less important because the team has been successful in building consensus and areas of agreement on at least some number of key issues and can together clearly articulate any areas of disagreement and why.
So I got a question. How, you know, according to the city ordinance, this plan was supposed to be done by the Harbor Commission. The commission wasn't consulted when this ad hoc, when it was decided to do this. So at some point, is the commission going to be involved in this? Because in the end, this is to help the commission do their jobs.
Absolutely, they should be involved in it.
As a whole,
Right. Yeah. But one of the reasons that we have somebody from REDAC and somebody from the comprehensive plan and you is to funnel information as the process works on there so that when we work through the next step, which is get, as you say, identify the stakeholders, the whole Harbor Commission is a stakeholder.
Yeah, but it seems like it went backwards. I mean, the way the ordinance reads, it's supposed to have been the Harbor Commission preparing this plan.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
And the ordinance hadn't been changed, right?
No, we've sort of sidestepped that. You're right.
Yeah.
The whole council.
So are we really doing this work on behalf of the Harbor Commission?
No, we're doing it on behalf of the City Council. But ideally, we get their input. We have two members from the Harbor Commission on this.
Yeah, but we're not the whole commission.
No, and I understand
that.
And we have a couple of members from, two members from REDAC.
General Folks, REDAC.
And one from, at this point, from Comp Plan, but we have to get somebody else from the Comprehensive Planning Committee.
Yep.
There's the problem with it being just the Harbor Management Commission is the city is more dependent on the harbor than ever before.
Yeah.
And therefore, it's such an important economic driver for the community that we want to get as many different people involved. One of the reasons to do this, as opposed to just using the Harbor Management Commission, is this is involving more people from the community, ideally.
Yeah. You know, why didn't the council just change the ordinance? Why don't they change the ordinance?
We could go back and change the ordinance if that makes it
isn't that the proper procedure?
There's two different visions in the city ordinance about who writes the plan. One of them, it says that the plan is written by a committee, and then from then on, the Harbor Management Commission will take a look at it and make sure it meets
the ordinance?
Rules.
Is that the one?
Yeah, they're both in the ordinance,
yeah.
As well as the one that says that they're the ones who have to rewrite it and
yeah.
stuff. I don't have an answer for you.
Yeah.
If that becomes a sticking point, then...
Well, it just seems like it was a runaround, in a way.
It is. It is. In some ways...
But it was not even brought up to the Harbor Commission.
Well, it depends on how you want to phrase it.
Yeah.
I dealt with the Harbor Commission for 14 years.
Right.
And every year I would ask the Harbor Commission to rewrite the... If there was any interest in working on the Harbor Management Plan. Yeah. And every year they'd say, no.
Well, it was talked about, but it was based on this grant with the
right. So it wasn't until
Had folks gone for it before?
I don't know. That's what we talked about, right?
No.
We did. What happened was, remember, we had a lady come from Bar Harbor that worked for the city of Bar Harbor, and they just updated their comprehensive harbor plan.
Yeah, I think that was before I was on there.
Just before.
Yeah.
And so, we broached the idea of replacing that old plan with a new one, but it came down to the amount of time and effort that it would take to do it.
But we had talked about a consultant, or about trying to get a grant for a consultant.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And now it's coming to fruition.
Yeah.
Is this something that needs to be resolved?
No, it's never going to be resolved. It's not going to be resolved.
Well, it's just a simple change to the ordinances. I mean, if you want to be correct about it. But it's, I mean, to me it's confusing because I'm on the commission.
Right.
It reads one way and not,
Well, you look at it this way. You get to be involved in both processes.
Yeah. That's exciting.